Well, now to Alaska, where the capital city of Juneau is at high risk for avalanches, not just in the backcountry, but right in town. Even though big slides are more likely to happen in the winter or spring, summer is the time to get up in the mountains to do some research. So Jennifer Pemberton of KTOO went out with scientists who are looking at tree rings to find clues about the frequency of avalanches in that region.
On the side of Mount Juneau, there's a 3,000-foot swath that has been scoured year after year by avalanches. And at the bottom, there's a neighborhood with about 24 houses that study after study have determined are in an unacceptably dangerous place. The avalanche path itself doesn't have trees, just a tangle of alder and other bright green spring bushes. But there are tall trees along its edge, and Eric Peitsch with the U.S. Geological Survey is visiting from Montana to collect data from those trees. We're up in the path, just a few hundred feet away from the nearest house. It's pouring rain, and he's drilling into a big evergreen with a long, thin, corkscrew-shaped instrument called an increment borer.
It doesn't hurt the tree.
The borer has a nice long handle for leverage, so it kind of looks like he's changing a tire on a giant sitka spruce.
Wow, you lucked out there. That was a good pull.
Out comes the core. It's thinner than a pencil and like four times as long. The rings will have to be counted under a microscope in the lab. In addition to figuring out how old these trees are, the team is also looking for telltale signs of avalanches.
The scar basically looks like a little black line on the tree ring for that given year.
When an avalanche hits a tree but doesn't knock it over and kill it, it can leave a scar, a place where the bark is gone and leaves a kind of bumpy ridge on an otherwise perfect column of tree trunk. Juneau is unique in how much of the city is at risk from avalanches.
In all the other places I've worked and lived in Colorado and other places, I've never seen that many houses right at the bottom of a major path.
Aaron Hood is another researcher on the project. He's based in Juneau at the University of Alaska Southeast. By looking at tree rings, researchers are trying to reconstruct the frequency of big slides around the region, especially in places with human infrastructure in the way, like power plants, mines, the ski area, and of course, houses. Eventually, they'd like to match that timeline to climate data. So far, scientists have crunched the numbers for six different avalanche paths around Juneau going back more than 500 years. And they found that region-wide, the median return rate for damaging avalanches was 9 years. An earlier study estimated that an avalanche reaches this neighborhood every 15 years. And every 20 to 30 years, there's a slide big enough to cause damage to these homes. But that's a number based on data and models. In reality, Aaron Hood says it's been much longer than that since there was a big one here.
There hasn't been a big avalanche into town, really, in more than 50 years that's done damage.
The last one was in 1962. Dozens of homes were damaged or destroyed, but luckily no one was killed. But it was long enough ago that it's not exactly on everyone's mind all the time.
And so if you think about that as a generational time scale, there are not a lot of people living here that are that worried about it, right?
Just this winter, city officials went door to door here, telling people to evacuate their homes after the avalanche danger went to extreme. 10 years ago, a study by some Swiss engineers said that the best way to reduce the risk of a dangerous avalanche in this neighborhood is for the city to buy out the houses in the danger zone and make sure no one lives at the bottom of this hill. And it wasn't the first time that had been recommended. But the city has never been willing or able to do that. And when the city asked residents in the path if they were interested in getting bought out, they received very little response. So here we are, studying in finer and finer detail a risk you can see plain as day from just about anywhere in town. And on top of that, trying to figure out what wetter, warmer weather might mean for these trees, this hillside, and the people living down below. For Here and Now, I'm Jennifer Pemberton in Juneau.